The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. Rose, is Fox World Travel paying $7 million for the 30-second Super Bowl ad? Are we going to see you guys during... No,
you can listen for free on WTMJ. You can live stream us, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, which will be up around noon to two on Monday afternoon.
All right,
how about
there
that?
There you go. That works. Welcome. How was your week?
Oh my gosh, so much going on. I warned Dayton off the air that I am probably going to speak very, very quickly because I love calls. We love calls.
Yes.
We want calls. However, I have so much kind of exciting information.
Okay.
That I would like to share, if that's all right.
Of course. Let's do it.
First of all, thank you to everybody that joined us for the Jeff Wagner webinar this past Wednesday. Oh my gosh. We had so many people on the webinar. Now, in the event that you did not get to join us, you can hear that webinar by going to our resources tab. And then when you go to sign up, I'm just quickly doing it because I want to make sure it's really actually there. When you go to sign up for any of the other webinars that are coming up, and it looks like the Jeff Wagner one is still there. Yep. And it clearly says view recording. So you can go to resources, vacation travel shows. The first one says virtual travel show. Alaskan Explorer with WTMJ's Jeff Wagner. That's there. You can see it. And I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do that even if you were on the webinar. We gave them so much information in that hour. You may want to review it. I hope I was as clear as I could be about the fact that the cabins that we are promoting have some amazing discounts and or perks associated with them.
Okay.
We are finding out that those cabins and those inventories with the discounts are going quickly.
Okay.
And so we have a number in our head that we certainly can take as many people as we can. Let's put it that way. But we're over halfway to that number we're hoping for.
All right.
So please, please, please take
Now's
a look at that. Yes.
Yeah.
So then you can look to your right of that particular show and you will see Love Question and Answers with Newlyweds and our wedding specialist. We have three couples who have used Fox for their destination wedding and have agreed to come on a virtual webinar. And that's happening on March 2nd at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about a destination wedding, remember last week we had Laura who was thinking about a destination wedding. This would be the perfect webinar to sign up for. And then, Insight Vacations and Fox Exclusive European Tours is happening March 9th. And while I made that ridiculous sound of trumpets blaring is because Gigi Bromage, the one and only, the one that everyone loves about Insight Vacations and loves traveling with Gigi, will be joining me. She normally lives in Normandy, France.
Okay.
She winters on occasion with her parents in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh.
She is going to be on the webinar.
Okay.
So that's exciting. Sign up. That's at 3 p.m. So those three things are happening. That's that news. Jeff Wagner, cabins filling up quickly. Our offices are open 9 to noon. Please get that ball rolling and get the conversation started. That's what we need for you to do. Also, we had so many good pieces of information cross our airwaves, cross our desks, cross our screens this week. First one being Australia is going to open their borders to vaccinated travelers starting February 21st.
That is huge. They've been closed for 2 years, haven't they?
They had the biggest lockdown of anybody, absolutely anybody. What does that tell you, rest of the world? They're letting us in without having tests. Now, you need a visa to go to Australia, but you've always needed a visa. We can get that for you. We can do what we call an ETA, which is an electronic visa for you, or show you how to do it.
What's the difference between a passport and a visa?
A visa is inserted into a passport. Like if you were to look at my passport, there would be a visa for Egypt. There would be a visa for Cambodia. Huh. There would be a visa. This is me telling the country, I'm coming to your country. May I get in? And then granting me permission. So there's a number of countries throughout the world, including Australia, that require a visa. Now, some of them charge you for it. Many of them, most of them charge you for it. And it has a very, very clear-cut beginning and end date.
Okay.
So you've heard people saying, I'm on a student visa or I'm on a work visa. There are some countries that just plain have a tourist visa. You have to get
it. I didn't know that.
And they're different than a business visa. So if you're going to conduct business, you're going to be asking for a different visa.
It's probably more money.
Yeah, that's why you need a travel professional, right? Okay, this is amazingly good news. We've also heard from all kinds of sources throughout France that this coming week, like sometime starting Monday and beyond, we are very likely going to hear that France is going to eliminate the need to test to enter France.
Okay,
so for those of you who might be considering the Jean Miller trip, this may be of interest to you. We have to give back unsold cabins on the Jean Miller trip on Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
So we're running out of time here.
Can we get them back if you call later than Thursday? Yes. But we know what we have in our inventory in this case. We know what cabins we have available. So if that is something you've been considering, Jean was kind enough to come on the air with us last week.
Yeah.
And let you know that, yeah, we get it. We get coming back to the United States and having to produce a negative COVID test is frustrating or scary or will make you anxious. But you were also concerned about testing to get in, and that may be eliminated this week. It looks very likely that it will. You still have to be fully vaccinated. Big question these days, what is fully vaccinated? Right now, these countries... This is not an exclusive list. This is just a list to get you going.
I got
to
cut you off. We'll come back and go through that list.
All right.
So what countries do you need to be vaccinated? We'll tell you more about that on the Fox World Travel Show coming up next on WTMJ. Thank you, Patrick. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Before we got into that break, we were talking a little bit about the countries that are requiring
boosters.
Boosters. There she is. All right.
Well, I was just looking.
So much going on here.
Well,
in the
not
studio.
Only that, I just got by that little accident or big accident.
Yes, I'm glad you made it on time.
By the skin of my teeth.
Yes.
So, whew. All right. So people are saying, all right, fully vaccinated. What does that actually mean? It means different things to different cruise lines, different tour companies, different countries. So right now, I can tell you this. This is not an all-inclusive list, but it'll give you an idea. These countries currently are allowing people in that are fully vaccinated, but they have booster requirements, most of which say you must have a booster 9 months after your last dose. 9 months.
Okay. So you really got to monitor this if you're going to travel to these countries. Make sure you're up to date.
Yep.
Okay.
So think of this. Austria, Croatia, France, Greece, Iceland, Israel, Netherlands, Spain.
That's quite a few.
And there are going to be more.
Right.
Because if they're going to let you in without a test, they're probably going to want you boosted.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there. Another breaking headline, I think Wednesday. NCL says starting March 1st, NCL is Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Okay.
Says starting March 1, they are going to allow unvaccinated 5-year-olds on their ship. So at this point in time, if you were 5 or under, you could not sail on NCL because you could not get a vaccine.
Right.
Right? They were making 5 to 12-year-olds get the vaccine.
Go on the cruise.
Yep. But you could not take infants to 5 years old. And that's an issue because NCL is a very family-friendly cruise line.
Right.
So unvaccinated 5-year-olds, yes, they're still going to require testing from a domestic port 2 days before you get on the ship or from an international port 3 days before you get on the ship. That's at your cost. For a while, they were doing it at the port, but not anymore. We can go into more detail again with that. But they're also saying they're going to reduce the areas that they're going to require masking. So they're technically saying they're going to not require masks anymore. So some people have told us we're perfectly fine with the vaccine to get on, but we're not fine having a mask because we feel like our experience is going to be diminished by having a mask. And
right.
Even though we've told them it's just in public areas, it's if you're sitting by a pool, yes. When you go into the water, no. When you walk into a lounge to take to sit at the bar and have a drink, no. But some people just didn't want to walk through the hallways and things like that. Royal Caribbean, it says they're going to start relaxing their rules. So keep an ear out because we're going to keep talking about this. But you get the drift of my message here, Dayton.
Yes.
Things are moving in the right direction.
Hopefully by the end of 2022, we're not talking about this at all. And we're all just traveling and enjoying life.
It would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be great?
Again, I cannot make any predictions. I cannot promise you that. Go ahead and sign up for a particular group trip that you're looking to do or a cruise or what have you. And I promise you won't have to wear masks or anything like that. It would never in a million. And remember what the little announcer man says before I get on the air. These are my opinions. These are my opinions. But I do think we're moving in the right direction. With Australia opening up February 1st, that just tells the rest of the world, hey,
yeah,
we're not going to require testing anymore. So, wow, that was a lot. A
lot of stuff going on, but good stuff. Good stuff.
It is all good stuff.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Just a reminder, 43 southbound completely shut down by exit 32, Grafton, Port Washington exit there. There was a semi on its side closing all the lanes, so be careful if you're heading in that direction. We'll be right back. More of the Fox World Travel Show next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 Dayton Canaan with Rose Gray again. Highway 43 southbound completely shut down at exit 32 near Grafton, Port Washington, so be careful on that route. We will take your calls. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We did talk a little bit about France and some of the vaccination stuff there, but Chad in Kenosha has a question for us. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good. So, my question is we're traveling to France and Scotland in May, and I did hear as far as what they're requiring in France for vaccination status, and that's great. Just wondering, how do we prove that? Is that going to be through our CDC cards?
Yes.
Or is there something?
You're going in a few months. I'm going to Ireland in May, so I'm kind of watching this as well. Right now, we don't have a digital platform that we can use like the Europeans do. They have an app where they can download this information. So my advice to you, until you hear differently, is that you need to take your COVID card along, your COVID vaccine card along. Make sure that it's got, you know, the booster and the others. Take a picture of it and have that on your phone. That came in very handy when I was in France in September. And then also take a photocopy of it on paper. So you are covered all the way around. You may hear differently soon that the United States has agreed upon some uniform platform that they're going to ask us to use. But right now there are too many out there, so it's very difficult for you to have a digital form of that yet. But stay tuned. Things could change.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
love the show,
Chad.
Guys.
All right,
you.
Thanks, Chad. Have a great weekend. Let's jump over to Steve in Tennessee. Is that right?
Genesee.
Thank you, Isaac. Not Tennessee, it's Genesee.
Yeah, sorry, I'm deaf.
What's up, Steve? What's your question?
So I've been on a fundraising trip with Guy Harvey, and I'm going to go fishing with him down in the Grand Caymans. So it's a fundraiser, and I paid the money for the trip, per se, but now I'm heading into the Grand Caymans, and I'm a little curious about what type of travel insurance I should pick up. And since I paid for the trip, and I won't lose the trip, we've got it booked for mid-March. Wondering what type of travel insurance I should still pick up. What would Rose recommend for kind of that situation?
Yep. You definitely want to get insurance. Insurance to cover you in the event that you get COVID while you're traveling, so your medical expenses will be covered. Also, you could get a fishing hook in your eye or something and have to go. And you might discover that your medical insurance in the U.S. probably doesn't cover you there. So,
I'm on Medicare. And
Medicaid, then it definitely doesn't cover you. It does not cover you.
Yeah.
100%.
So, yeah,
what? Yeah, go ahead.
What the, you know, the Forbes did a rating of the best travel insurance companies, and one was Tin Cup, and there were. I'm just curious what you
right.
So
we
should I still when I.
Yeah, we sell Travel Guard. Travel Guard is an AIG company. If you go to our website, FoxworldTravel.com, you go to our resources page, there is a place where you literally can go in and ask for a quote, and it will save for 7 days. So you can think about it. Here's the other thing. There's a company called Smart Something. I'll look it up. And they give you a rating for various companies, and it's very similar to Tin Cup. No matter what, everybody's going to tell you, get some kind of coverage to cover the cost of your medical situation. Then you also will get coverage for if you get injured and you want to come home to be treated, it will give you medical evacuation insurance as well. So take all of that into consideration, put in what you're looking for, and you can get a couple different quotes on our website, but certainly we do not mind you doing a cost comparison. And then all of our agents are very knowledgeable. They can walk you through it, and they can actually help you pick the plan. So 866-GO-FOX-GO, our website under travel, under resources, look for travel insurance. And then, yeah, Tin Cup does a great job of doing a comparison shop.
So I'm thinking I don't put in that I need to cover the cost of the visit itself since I've paid for it. And I think that's mainly, my impression is that's the main driver of
the
when
cost.
I was getting quotes, it was $400 to $500 for two of us.
Yep.
But if I take out the cost of the trip, maybe that'll go down considerably, right?
Absolutely it will. Absolutely. Yep. It's
okay.
When you're covering to get reimbursed, if you cancel and you want that money back, and as you said, you can move it, or it's a charity thing, or you wrote it off, or what have you, that's a whole different scenario. So get the health insurance, and sometimes we call it zero band. There's a couple other names for it, but if you do that, you should be able to get decent quotes.
Okay, good. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that trip. We do need to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Patrick King. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dayton.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:37, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Thanks for joining us on the Fox World Travel Show. Taking your calls at 855-616-1620. That is the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. We do have a question here on the text line. It says, my fiance and I are planning a honeymoon in Hawaii. Where do you prefer we go, and what do you prefer we do?
I would prefer that you spend about $20,000 per person, stay at only... No, I'm kidding. So here's the deal. There's so many things to take into consideration when you do Hawaii. How many days can I dedicate to this trip? Number one mistake people make when they're booking Hawaii is they try to pack too much in too short of a time.
Right.
It's four main islands. It's Maui, Kauai, the big island of Hawaii, and Oahu, where Honolulu is. Okay?
Okay.
So when people say to us, I can devote 7 days to this, I would say one island. It makes me sad when somebody is going to try very hard to try to pack it all in. If you only had 7 days and you insisted on doing a little bit more, I would fly into Honolulu on the island of Oahu. I would spend 2 days there. Honolulu is a big city. It's a big, big city. You can see Diamond Head. You can see Waikiki Beach. You can definitely book a Pearl Harbor trip. That's why I would do that. Then you can take a little island hopper over to Maui, and I would spend the rest of my time on Maui.
And just chill.
Yep.
Your honeymoon,
oh my gosh, we've got to pack this all in. If you can give it 14 days, we could craft a very nice four-island trip.
Right.
But if you don't have that kind of time, you have to limit which islands you're going to see.
855-616-1620. This one says, can you recommend an all-inclusive resort in St. Lucia?
Yes. So here's something interesting. I pulled this up on my phone, and the first thing that popped up was Ladira. Now, you remember last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about Ladira. It was this amazing resort where they've carved the rooms into the side of a mountain on the Piton Mountains. And I thought, I would never recommend that as an all-inclusive because it's not an all-inclusive. They do have an all-inclusive package, apparently. You can add to the booking.
Oh, nice.
All right. So, but first of all, that's the home of Sandals. So there's a Sandals Halcyon. There's a Sandals Regency. There's a Sandals Grand. There are three Sandals in St. Lucia because there's technically two cities that you go to. You either go to Castries or you go to Suffery. And so it depends where you want to go. St. James Club, all-inclusive. Royal St. Lucia, all-inclusive. Rendezvous, all-inclusive.
So lots of options
over
there.
Lots and lots and lots of options.
855-616-20, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Give us a call. We have another text here from the 224 area code. Is the road to Hana in Maui worth seeing? Back to Hawaii here.
Okay, so yes, it's worth seeing. If you get car sick, please make sure that you take a bunch of Dramamine or something because it's the windiest road I think I've ever been on in my life. I think it's more fun for the driver, quite frankly.
Yeah.
The passengers, I don't know. Now, the driver might disagree and say, I didn't see all the waterfalls that everybody else
right.
saw. There are little stops along the way. If Colleen Allsburg was not on a plane with a group of people going to Mexico right now, she could call in and tell us she went to, did the road to Hana just November of this year. And she said, I haven't done it in so long. I cannot wait to tell everybody that. When I did it the first time, I was not that impressed. And as I got older, I'm much more impressed.
Yeah. I think you appreciate things more when you're older because you've seen a bunch of stuff. And you're like, oh, this is actually really cool.
Yep.
Like, this is something different. Let's see. Regarding travel to Spain, can you please clarify booster requirements? What if the booster is 6 months after vacation, not 9 months?
I don't know.
Okay.
If you reach out to one of our, I just took the list and saw which ones had it. So I don't have off the top of my head what their booster rules are. Each one of these is probably going to be different.
Yeah, they're changing all the time too.
Yeah.
Connie in Manitowoc asks, very much appreciate your show. My daughter is 11 and a half. Her passport expires 9/6/23. We currently do not have any out-of-country plans. When would be the best time to renew it?
I think as soon as you can. I understand that it's sort of like, wait, there's a lot of life left on this passport that I paid so much money for. But you never know when something like that could come up. And they're taking about 5 to 8 weeks for renewals.
Right.
Okay. And when you get a minor's passport renewed, it's technically a new passport. You're not really renewing it. That doesn't happen until they turn 16.
Okay.
That you're renewing it. So kids are only good in 5 years. I get that. But certainly if you don't have any plans right now, you don't want to be in a situation where, holy smokes, we forgot to do it. And now we're in a bind and we have to pay the expediting fee. So I absolutely feel like, you know, sometime during this year, I would get that accomplished.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. More of your questions coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Thank you, Patrick Kane. No relation to me, Dayton Kane, both spelled differently. Rose Gray here as well. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We do have some text coming in here, but before we get to questions, just a couple comments that came through. Yesterday, I worked with Brenda in Maryland for assistance to go to Las Vegas for the first time. Thanks, Glenn. And then we recently stayed at Rio Hotel in Playa del Carmen. Everything was great. I did the same thing and can say the same thing.
Yay!
So that is good. We do have somebody asking if they need to test before they go to Punta Cana.
Did you?
No.
No.
Did not.
And at this point in time, you do not. Now, if you go to the CDC website, they're going to tell you that it is in your best interest or that they may recommend that you test before you go anywhere. They would like you to test before you go anywhere. But you do not need to present a negative COVID test to enter Punta Cana.
Exactly.
Currently, you need a negative test to return to the United States.
Right.
Yes.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Good morning. Do you have a division dedicated or at least knowledgeable in singles travel destination?
I would say all of our travel advisors are able to assist with that because there used to be a lot of companies that were very, very big on single travel, but you had to be careful because they were in the business of putting people together. Is that a good way of saying it? And I don't mean that as in a negative way, but they didn't want people paying the single supplement.
Right.
So what they ended up doing was putting you, so they would take your information and then they would have you get in touch with the person and you would do the investigating and the due diligence to find out if you could get along on a trip. Okay.
Sure.
You can imagine throughout the course of the years, that's not that popular anymore. So yes, there are some that offer better deals on for singles. Now here's the thing. I think I'm going to answer two questions here, right? Because we've got somebody asking about single travel.
Yes.
On the text line as well. It's hard to understand when you are a single traveler why you are being discriminated against by getting these high fares. So you are going on a cruise and you are paying sometimes 175% or 150%, or some cruise lines make you pay 200%. Why is that? Because when a cruise line or a tour company figures out what the per person rate is going to be of a particular trip,
right,
they take the cost of the hotel room or the cruise line stateroom and divide it in half. All right. And they might add some things to it. They might add the airfare. They might add some excursions. All of that, you only pay the single, you only pay for one person. So that's not where they're getting you. They're getting you on the cost of the accommodations. And so they're not doing this in a spiteful, mean way. They're not trying to, as I said, discriminate against or punish single travelers. It's the way the pricing system works. Now, some cruise lines and a few tour operators, few and far between, have gotten smart and figured out ways to make the single rate attractive. So Avalon Waterways is a perfect example. They're a Globus family of brands company, and they have some cruising and some cabins allocated on most of their cruises that they will only charge a single what would be half of the other people. Now, I will tell you, you are going to be in the lowest cabin category,
right?
Right. You know, and most of the people who travel single, I have a number of Fox fans who travel with me on groups who are singles, and they get it. They understand it. Do they like it? No, not at all. But you have two choices. You either can do that or try to find somebody who will travel with you. And so when you can find somebody that travels with you, that's golden.
Right.
That's fabulous, right? Not everybody can travel well together. So if you can find somebody, and you know, sometimes you find somebody and they say, yeah, but I can't afford the type of trips that you take. Well, we're not going to be able to talk together,
right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. There's only one segment left. We're back next with the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. If you're doing 43 southbound, be careful around the Grafton, Port Washington exit there. A trailer, like camper, overturned, and it's causing some problems. So going slow through that area. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Gary in Delavan. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
What's your question for Rose?
We will be attending a wedding in September at Estes Park, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and we don't desire to drive. And what are the available flights per her suggestion, and then shuttle service, and then maybe where to stay there close to or in Estes Park, Colorado?
Okay, here's my question. I do not... When you say you don't prefer to drive, are you suggesting that you can fly into Estes Park?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this would be Denver and then shuttle out to Estes.
Right. Your shuttle is going to be a little tricky because Estes Park is about an hour and a half from Colorado, from Denver. Hour and, you know, you can go through Boulder, you can go a couple different ways. So I think what would probably have to happen is we would have to seriously look at some kind of private company in the Colorado area that would do that for you. And I can't imagine that that would be inexpensive. I would,
or find somebody you know going to the wedding that could pick you up and bring you there.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it's a private, you know, it's going to be a private pickup and a private ride round trip, I can only imagine that that's probably going to be a couple $100 in each direction. So...
Yes.
You know, can it be done? Absolutely, positively. There are some like ride share companies that have their rates listed. If you go to visitestispark.com, they have some driving information for you and that kind of a thing, and they can talk to you about Lyfts and Uber. I truly believe that Lyfts and Ubers are going to be more expensive than if you were to work with a private company. It doesn't have to be a stretch limousine. This private company will easily have like a sedan of some sort. The other thing that we can check into, or you can as well, is check to see if there's Super Shuttle out there or something similar to Super Shuttle. That's typically a ride share situation, but it's something where if they are going to go in that direction anyway and you're willing to wait 2 hours at the airport, they would do that for you. So that the best thing to do is really give one of our offices a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO and see if they can assist you or put you in the right direction, point you in the right direction, because there's tons and tons of, you know, ways to skin this cat, as it were, but we've just got to kind of figure it out. Lots and lots and lots of hotels in that area. They can actually help you with that as well. Once you actually get there, and then if you have handy the address of the venue, they can also get you some information about what's the closest hotel to that particular wedding venue.
Sure. So this is then flying into Denver, shuttling out. That's would be the best route way to go.
So you're uncomfortable renting a car? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, we would be open to renting a car once we reach Denver.
Yeah, I would. I'm just one of those kind of people that is very much independent, and waiting around to figure out if I have to wait for 2 hours if I'm doing a ride share would drive me crazy. So I want to get in my car. I want to get in my car and I want to drive. So yeah, we can absolutely help you with car rental, and we can certainly help you with accommodations.
All right, Gary,
well,
we do need to go. Thank you for listening to the show. Have fun on that trip. Rose, we got to wrap it up. Give us your information and let us know how people get in touch with you.
So what we want to do is remind everybody, the Gene Miller trip, we've got to release unsold cabins by Thursday. So if you're thinking about Gene Miller, you want to have a conversation with somebody, get that conversation starting. I do not by any stretch promise that the requirement to test to come home is going to go away. But with all these countries eliminating that requirement, I can only see the United States following suit. If Jeff Wagner is on your radar, go to the resources tab where you will find vacation travel shows and events. There's a recording of Jeff Wagner's Explore Coastal Alaska. And then there's also two more webinars coming up, one about destination weddings on the 2nd of March, one about Insight Vacations with Gigi Ramaj on March 9th. You can RSVP online. You can call 866-GO-FOX-GO. I will not be here next week. I will be winging my way next week, Friday, to wonderful Zihuatanejo/Ixtapa, Mexico, and I'll let the fill-in be a surprise.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. We will see you next week.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.